Right, we are back on RDU, and I'm very excited to have Social Sports, who is performing at the RDU Rave Cave at Electric Avenue, in the studio with me right now. How are you going?
Kia ora. Yeah, good.
So, when people probably see your face, they may recognise you from technology, possibly winning that, and other kind of things around town. Forgotten my questions. So, how is Social Sport different to your other Lugby projects, like Toyota, who won technology?
Yeah, far out. That was actually probably the first time we met, wasn't it? Was technology.
Technology,
I don't know. I think writing music with Tom as Toyota is a lot more freeform, and I had a lot of trouble releasing music for a long time before we started Toyota, because I would just obsess over it for a long, long time. And then anyone who's written music knows that, or done anything creative knows that, yeah, once you have stared at it or listened to it for that much time, you just get sick of it, and then by the time you get around to releasing it, you don't like it anymore. So I think Toyota was really great just to be putting stuff out, you know, having that like second ear to just be like, it's fine.
That's
like,
fine. You don't need to spend hits, 7 hours on a hi-hat and then throw it away afterwards.
Well, so I guess and how it's different to Toyota is I probably obsessed a little bit more about the music I put out as Social Sport, and I think the releases are a lot further in terms of when I put stuff out, but I hope sonically people can sort of identify the difference between the two of them.
So how would you describe the difference between Toyota and Social Sport musically, other than obviously the way you produce the music?
I'm reluctant to say Social Sport would be more forward-leaning. It seems to be a way people describe a lot of music these days, but I think it sort of rings true. I try and take those sort of old 90s like dance music conventions and repurpose them with I guess the newer sonic technologies that we have available now, and I guess we do that with Toyota too, but I think we're a lot less worried about trying to create something completely unique and more just express in the moment.
Just make stuff the dance floor bangers,
exactly.
Awesome. You will be performing at the Rave Cave, obviously, as well. How's it different performing by yourself as well? Because I guess sometimes that you might get like when you're playing with somebody else, you're really gagging to get back into the mix, but you guys got kind of play live anyway. Is it live with Social Sport, or is it a DJ set?
So the gigs I've played at Social Sport so far have been live sets. It's obviously a lot more stripped down than what we do with Toyota, but this will be sort of my first gig playing out on CDJs.
Oh, awesome.
I probably a bit ambitious to make Electric Ave my first appearance on CDJs, but I'm going to give it a go. I think it'll be all right.
But then I guess it opens more doors for you as well, because there's only so many venues where you can play live, whereas using CDJs and other technology like that, it opens a lot more places to play, and then potentially getting your name out there a bit more as well.
I guess like it's also hard being the only person that wants the stage manager to pack down the CDJs and mixer so you can fit your 50 synthesizers on there, and then expect the other artists to like wait around while you pack it all up again at the end of the day. So I wanted to be able to be flexible in that respect, but also it's been really nice like sort of learning about those differences between those two mediums of performance, and the more I play out like more DJ sets, the more I'm sort of enjoying those differences.
And does like DJ sets affect how you kind of constructing songs as well? You're getting more of a DJ mindset on how you want to build a song now as well?
Yeah, totally. And actually, like, that's been something I've noticed just trying to sort of play through some of my studio tracks in the sets that I've just been jamming at home. And I've sort of learned that there are a lot of things that have sort of detracted from them being really sort of DJ friendly. So I'm still trying to work out what the answer is for that. I think I know a lot of people do extended mixes and stuff too, because I do like the idea of
radio edits and extended mixes kind of thing.
Yeah, especially if it's a first time listener and someone doesn't want to listen to 10 minutes of kick drum like before they can get to the sort of meat of the song, you know. But it's also like you kind of need something to be able to bridge that gap between the other song that you're playing before. So,
well, you can get creative with the intros and breakdowns and stuff before, like, and then radio edits can be completely different as well, as long as I guess the cuts of the track are there.
Yeah, that's right.
And heading it back to the Rave Cave, what kind of set should they expect from you?
Well, it's hard to know at this point. The set orders just came out today, and so I was sort of waiting to see where I'd be playing in that lineup. And I guess I want to try and like maintain some sort of energy to the people playing before and after me. But I'll be trying to sort of mirror some of the energy that Mr. Meaty Boy puts down. So I think probably expect a bit of like breakbeats and rave and some sort of wonky sort of shit.
Oh, Mr. Meaty Boy goes pretty crazy.
Yeah, she certainly does.
And musically, back to that, we're kind of jumping around all the places, but we're kind of wrapping up now. What is hitting on the horizon for Social Sport musically? More releases?
Yeah, I am finishing up an EP, which has been... I sort of went through a phase of not wanting to just put out everything that I created, being a bit more selective and saying, is this song meaningful? Is it contributing something to the greater body of Christchurch and New Zealand music, essentially? So I think I've finally narrowed it down to four songs.
Awesome.
Haven't got any sort of official release and like time frame in line yet, but it would hopefully be before sort of the start of winter.
Cool. And releasing yourself or releasing through locally or internationally?
Remains to be seen at this point. I have a few labels that I would like to approach, but it's always a gamble, isn't it, with that sort of thing? Like, you just sort of have to put it out there and see if anyone like connects with it. But yeah, I mean, I'm never sort of afraid of putting stuff out myself. I did that with my first EP, and yeah.
Awesome. Well, speaking of songs that connect with people, I'm about to play one of yours. I hope you have a fantastic set at Electric Avenue, and
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure you'll rock it, and especially on those CDJs. Make sure you get to the Rave Cave and see them and go, yeah, you're mixing. It's awesome. and don't be too mean because he's new to the CDJs as well.
Oh, use lots of reverb, don't worry. You're fine.
So this is definitely a meaningful song. It's one of my favourite from Social Sport. It's called Laura, and it's up right now. Yeah.